Charlie Sousa's in the house. Charlie is an American bass player, vocalist, musician, writer, and producer, and he's best known for playing bass in Mudcrutch. And he played with Tom Petty. Charlie, welcome. Tell us about your show, first of all, on Radio Sing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm really honored to do my show on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock because I get to play so much great music. There's so many wonderful, talented musical artists from around here.
I listen to Charlie every week because I'm a big music lover. Charlie, you have a great idea. And tell us why St. Pete is Music City and should get the official designation from the city of St. Pete.
Well, the reason is I started when I moved back from L.A. I was asked to join the Florida Music Hall of Fame. And they put me on the board of directors. And, you know, I kept track of all the nominees in the whole state. And then I started the Tampa Bay Music Hall of Fame with a DJ from WFLA. Name is Ted Webb, who's, you know, bless his heart, he's not with us anymore. But
any relation to the Webb City Webb that is part
of
the...
No, okay, no, Ted Webb. Anyway, the Tampa Bay Music Hall of Fame is still going, and all of the nominees are listed online. Then I thought, in 2009, when I actually won the city song contest, when Mayor Baker ran a contest, they picked my song.
What song was that, Charlie?
Well, when I was in L.A., there was an earthquake in Northridge, and it scared the heck out of me. And, you know, the building went sideways, and I wrote this song called Carry Me Back to St. Petersburg. So that's the song that won the contest in 2009 here.
Are you originally from St. Pete?
I was born in MacDill Air Force Base, and I moved to St. Pete when I joined the Tropics in the early 60s. The Tropics were a big band around here. And my roots are in St. Pete.
Being a San Diego girl, I know that Northridge well. I stand in there sending a news crew out. But let me ask you this, Charlie. You you talk about music. Let's talk a little bit about who you've played with, the Young Rascals, Tom Perry. Share a little bit of your journey with us.
Okay. Well, you know, I wrote this book called Live Your Dream, and I tried to put all the rock and roll stories that I could remember in there. But then I read the book, and I left so much stuff out. For example, when I was rehearsing in Hollywood, I jammed with so many wonderful people. I can't remember a couple of names, but...
That was the Arrow. Yeah. I can barely remember the Arrow myself.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I was playing... I toured with Cactus in 73, and then I did an album on Capricorn Records with a band called White Witch. And that was in 74. And then right early 75, Tom Petty sent me this little record called Depot Street. And I listened to it, and I thought, well, that's kind of a nice song. But then he called me and asked me to be in the band. So he flew me out to L.A., and then we rehearsed. And they said, okay, you can have the gig. And then I flew back, and they drove their equipment truck, Mudcrutch's equipment truck, over to my condo and put all my furniture in there, and we drove out to Tulsa, and that's when we started recording at Leon Russell's house, and I got to play bass on Lost in Your Eyes, and they kept that bass part, Lost in Your Eyes, and then we went to Leon's studio in Encino, and I recorded a Mudcrutch version of Don't Do Me Like That. So I'm kind of proud of that. They didn't erase my bass part. So
yeah, it's just some really fine playing, and you know, with some really fine artists who have many good things to say about you. What are some of the highlights, the things that really stick with you even today about your music journey?
Well, you know, I've always written songs and put them out there and tried to get them played on the radio, but now I can play them on the radio.
That's right. You have your own bully pulpit.
But I'm still pinching myself because in the 60s, the Tropics toured around the Southeast, and we opened for several big bands. One of them was the Young Rascals,
One of my favorites.
Yeah, and you know, they watched us from backstage. So fast forward to 2007, and here I am in the band with the drummer, my idol drummer, Dino Danelli of the Rascals. And I still can't believe I did that. But we toured for like five and a half years with Dino and Gene Cornish, and we had Vanilla Fudge's lead singer.
Oh, the greats.
So that's one of the highlights of my musical career, is playing with Dino Danelli of the Rascals.
I love that.
You can't beat that. And then, of course, there's Tom. I mean, it's like,
I think there's a story about Tom. But did I hear correctly that perhaps there might have been a little hiccup somewhere, or kicked out of something?
You're talking about the Mud Crutch. Yeah, I was.
Our music director is quite the
raconteur. Everybody knows all the negative parts, of course.
Well,
but
just dish with us, Charlie.
Well,
just tell us.
I was a songwriter in the tropics, and when I got with Tom, I had a couple of songs that I had written. One of them was about a UFO and an alien, and the name of the song was Brother in the Sky. And I was really into that song, and I kept saying, hey, Tom, let's do this song, man. Hey, let's do it. You know, Tom had his own songs. So that was like when I kind of blew it, I just kind of went off on my own, just like the guy before me, Danny Roberts. He went off on his own. I took Danny's place in Mud Crutch. And then Danny and I started a band last decade called the Mud Breakers.
Hey, there's an homage to the past. So our friend Tom Gribben also is a dear friend. Tom Gribben also has a show on RadioSt.Pete.com with the boys, doing some sports and producing some shows here.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while you catch his band again. Are you still performing?
I actually had to retire about 4 years ago when I had heart surgery, and I went deaf like Huey Lewis. I've got tinnitus, and so I have plenty of excuses not to have to load my gear and go to a gig.
But that's why you give us RadioSt.Pete.com. So tell us how long you've been doing your show and how you came to join Radio St. Pete.
Oh, well, I was contacted by Wolf. He asked me if I had any songs, and I said, well, is the Pope Catholic? No.
Do I have songs?
Yeah. Anyway, I sent him some of my songs, and a 70s band I was in got a record deal last year to do a vinyl album, Bacchus. So I sent him a lot of Bacchus music, 70s stuff. And he asked me, well, why don't you do a show? And I thought about it for a minute, and I go, well, you know. And then, you know, 6 months went by, and I thought, well, maybe that would be fun. So, you know, because I'd been sending my music out for radio stations to play it. And then Jay Kolb told me that, you know, you should do a show and talk about your own trip through time with all the people you've played with, and play their music and play your music. And I thought, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So,
here you are. So how many years has it been?
I started last year in September.
Well, RadioSt.Pete.com is lucky to have Charlie. And Charlie, talk to us. You know, I love vinyl. Vinyl is back. Tell me why everyone should listen to vinyl. What is the pleasure of it?
Well, when you put the needle down on the grooves, there's little sides to the needle on both sides where the needle picks up the bass and the treble, and it's just a higher quality sound if you put the needle down into the vinyl. Tape, okay. Digital, okay. But vinyl,
the real
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
The real deal. So you're happy to see vinyl coming back in the stores and in studios. What are you listening to these days? There's so much music. What's on your playlist?
Yes, this area has so much talented musical artists. I'm featuring a Latin jazz. The name of the band is the Latin Jazz Nights Band. And March 5th, my show is going to feature them. their whole album. Fabulous. I mean, that's like congas and, you know, timbales and...
It'll be salsa time with Charlie that day, March 5th on his show.
Yeah, Gilberto Garcia, he's my buddy.
Absolutely.
We're going to play all of his stuff.
Well, let me just say, Charlie, tell us again when they can hear your show on RadioSpainPete.com. And Mayor and City, if you're listening, please, please take a real good look at St. Pete is Music City, an initiative that Charlie Souza and Karen Carmichael, our very own Karen Carmichael, whose interviews you'll hear on this station. Again, Sunshine 96.7 FM. Charlie, tell us about your show again. What day?
Well, I'm on RadioSaintPete.com worldwide, and I've got listeners over in London and L.A., and I'm really excited about it. And it's on every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 10 p.m. London time. So... I'm really excited and happy to be doing this show.
Charlie, thank you for stopping in. And the fans are lining up to shake Charlie's hand, so we love them.